Dark Wraith Publishing presents the Illinois State Collegiate Compendium, Academic Lectures in Business and Economics. This is Business Finance, FIL 240, Section 2 for Autumn Semester 2012. Lecture 24, delivered on December 3, 2012. The title of this lecture is Working Capital Management Policy.
Today, working capital management policy. There's an old rule that's actually not correct. Current assets should match current liabilities. Long-term assets should match long-term liabilities. In other words, to a certain extent, finance your short-term assets with short-term liabilities. Finance your long-term assets with long-term liabilities. That's all well and good, but in the real world, it doesn't work quite that way because the concept of current liabilities has this awful little thing in it. Look, I could draw over a period of time your long-term assets growing over a period of years. You're going to build up the capital base of your corporation or your small company or whatever it is. You hope you will. Otherwise, you know, there won't be anything here and you'll be bankrupt. But there's your long-term asset base growing. Now, as a result of that, you can say, well, my current assets would be growing too. But this part is a little bit more speculative. How your current assets are going to behave as your corporation builds. However, let's just say that your current assets are building at the rate of your long-term assets, so that there's a balance between the long and the short-term in your current assets. But this current asset, as I write it here, is actually only part of the story of current assets. And I'll speak from personal experience in the small businesses that I have run and the one I'm running now. This is, your current assets actually have another piece to them that has this odd cycle to it. Over time, there's a part of your current assets that is fluctuating cyclically. Now, in a lot of businesses, this is a seasonal thing or an annual thing. In other businesses, interestingly enough, you can see this over a period of years. The current assets, there is this base of permanent current assets that's always going to be there. It always seems to be staying there. But then there is this part of your current assets that ebbs and flows over time. Like, for example, during the Christmas season, you would see your accounts receivable expanding, a part of your accounts receivable, not all of them. Some of them would be there all the time. But then there would be this part that would swell during the Christmas season, then ease off after Christmas, and then you'd have some maybe pick up in the as you approach summer and people felt like buying stuff and all that. So there would be this swelling of accounts receivable, and then it would go back down, but there would still be some accounts receivable that seemed to be kind of like there all the time, an amount of money, not the, we hope not the same receivables, but a certain amount of receivables. And maybe your inventory swells during the holiday season, and then you wipe it out, and then you start to build it back up for another summer season or for the next Christmas season. So we call these, this piece right here, your temporary current assets. Now, it doesn't take awfully complicated statistical analysis to sort of break down your current assets over a period of years. You can see the part that just sort of stays there, a dollar amount that's always going to be there. Say, okay, well, it looks like we've got about $400,000 worth of current assets. Seems to always be there. But then we've got this part that goes up to $600,000, then it goes down to zero, and then it goes back up to $800,000. So over time, there's this swollen part that comes and goes. And this can actually be over a period of years, too. These cycles can actually be longer term than that. Through a company's management life, you might have different cash management philosophies. Well, we got to have a lot of inventory. 10 years later, those managers are gone. No, we got to keep inventory lean. Then another group of managers comes in. Well, we better have more inventory because we got stocked out. We got sold out a couple of times. We don't like that. So over a period of years, you can even see this happening. That presents a challenge for a company in terms of, well, what do we mean by financing of our current assets? Because there's going to be this part that's always going to sit there, and then there's going to be this part that kind of comes and goes. How do we deal with it? So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to draw three different styles of management of your assets. This is style one. And these are asset and liability blocks. Now, the one that I'll start with here, and let me get this off the board. I'm going to simplify. This is obviously what I'm doing right now is simplify from what I just did here a little bit. Is it hot in here? If I had an apple in my mouth, I think it was at a luau. Dear God. I mean, I feel like I'm going to combust. Okay. Okay. Got to keep these blocks so they look about the same. This is your long-term assets. And then on top of that, you'll have your permanent current assets. And then you'll have your temporary current assets, those ones that fluctuate over time. How do we finance these different pieces of our asset base in a corporation? Now, a conservative approach, the very conservative approach would be to say, we're going to do it like this. Only the temporary current assets will be financed by current liabilities. This would be the conservative approach. And the rest, permanent current assets and long-term assets, would all be financed with long-term liabilities. The idea there being that, look, these permanent current assets, yeah, they're current, but we're going to have them there all the time, so we can finance those long-term, which is cheaper than financing short-term. Why use expensive borrowed money, short-term money, to finance this fluctuating animal up here, these temporary current assets? You know something interesting about that, though, is that if you do it that way, you're going to have some financial financial analysts just have a little bit of a fit. Well, look what happened to their current ratio. It went up, then it went down, went up, then it went down. What the hell is that all about? They would say, well, something weird's going on here, because they wouldn't notice that what was happening was that the current liabilities were actually fluctuating with only a part of the total current assets. That's why I showed you those ratios like the acid test and the burn, because you can look at those to get a better picture of what the management's idea is. Well, yeah, the current asset, a current ratio is going up and down and up and down. But if I look at these other two, well, the acid test isn't swinging as much from year to year to year or quarter to quarter, and the burn is sitting there a lot more stable. So you would, from that, begin to assess, they've got a conservative working capital management style. All they're doing is financing the current current assets with the current liabilities. So that's why the current liabilities seem to be fluctuating more than the total current assets, because they're fluctuating only with this little piece of the total current assets. That's a conservative management style. And it, again, its benefit is that you're using cheaper money, long-term debt, to finance everything that is pretty much certain that it's going to be there from year to year or quarter to quarter. Now, there's a completely, the other approach on the very far other side is what's called the aggressive approach. The aggressive approach is like, okay, you got your temporaries, temporary current, then you got your permanent current, and then your long-term assets. And what you do is you finance almost all of your current liabilities. Almost all of your current assets with current liabilities. You finance almost the whole nine yards using short-term money for both your temporary current assets and your permanent current assets. That's a very aggressive style saying, all right, we're going to do it as close to the book, current assets match current liabilities, as we can. We're going to lean into current borrowing to do our management of our current liabilities. That's the aggressive approach. Now, there's one in the middle that is the one actually, I wrote down a couple of numbers of my own, but I don't think I'll show you. There's one that is more in the middle. There's one that's kind of like the moderate between them approach. Temporary current assets, permanent current assets. And what this does, this approach, is it finances all of the temporary currents and a decent chunk of the permanent currents with the current assets, current liabilities. Just to put a few numbers on, I might just show you something here, is that suppose that you had here's your assets, temporary current, permanent current, and long term assets. And I'll just give you a couple of numbers just so you can see this working out. And this is your assets. Okay, let's say that your temporary current right now is hanging at about $2,000. Your permanent current is sitting at about $8,000. And your long term is, let's say, $20,000. So your total assets are $2,000, so it'd be $30,000. Now, with the conservative, straight-up conservative, you would finance all 2,000 with current liabilities. That would be what you do. And let me put plus owner's equity here as well, just so I can give you everything. And the remaining $28,000 would be long-term bonds and your stockholders' equity. That would be the conservative approach. So that you got 30,000, 30,000 balance sheet matches. And that's why I forgot to put the owner's equity there. Okay. Now, with the aggressive approach, you would finance, let's say, 9,000 of your financing with current liabilities, and the remaining 21,000 would be with long-term liabilities and at owner's equity. You would come very close to financing all of your currents with current assets, temporary and permanent, with current liabilities. And then in the moderate approach, you'd probably, I don't know, you might see about 5,000 and then in current liabilities. And then the remaining 25,000 would be in long-term liabilities and owner's equity. Do you see the idea? In the conservative approach, you finance, your temporary current assets are $2,000. That means that you have $2,000 in current liabilities, so that these two are exactly the same. Anything that's not a temporary current asset is financed long-term through liabilities and/or owner's equity. With the aggressive approach, you pretty much almost finance all of your current liabilities with your current assets with current liabilities. So you would have almost 9,000. And then in the moderate approach, you're financing all of your temporary current assets, 2,000, and some of your permanent. Now look at what this means as far as your current ratio goes. Remember the current ratio? Is current assets over current liabilities? Look what happens. In this case, your current assets are $10,000 in all cases. So you'd have, in this one, you'd have $10,000 over $2,000. You'd have a very high current ratio. In this one, in the aggressive approach, your current ratio would come out to be $10,000 over $9,000, which would be 1.11 times. Very low current ratio. That's why it's called aggressive. Do you see why it's called aggressive? It's because it's really a lot tighter thing, very close to a one. And then in the moderate approach, your current ratio, current assets are still $10,000. Your current liabilities are $5,000. So you have a 2.0. Looking at the current ratio, you can get a sense of what kind of a cash management style they're using. A very high current ratio would tell us, okay, all they're doing is financing with current liabilities is financing their temporary current assets. If you have a very low current ratio, you say, they're financing pretty much all of their current assets with current liabilities. some place in between that's kind of moderate, between a ludicrously high number and a number close to one, somewhere moderate in between. Okay, they're financing all of their temporary current assets with current liabilities, and they're covering some of their longer, their more permanent current assets with current liabilities. That is working capital management policy in a nutshell. The point there being that it's not just match your current assets to your current liabilities. No company does that. And the truth be told about it, the reality of it is that in a company like mine, I follow this model right here, the conservative model. Finance only your fluctuating current assets with current liabilities. In other words, the things that swell up and go down, I'll finance that with short-term money. Anything, even if it's a current asset that sits more permanently on my balance sheet, that goes into the long-term owner's equity and borrowing long-term over longer periods like notes payable. However, you will see other companies, they are just as aggressive as hell. They'll keep this number as tight and close to one as they possibly can. Sometimes you'll see it even dip below one. In fact, in some fairly reputable companies, ones that are growing very fast, you can see this number drop down below one sometimes. They're that aggressive. Older companies, I'd like to tell you that all older companies are moderate, not really, but a lot of them are. You'll see these numbers, the current ratio is 3, 2, 2.5. In that range, you know you're in moderate. You see something that's much below one, that's an aggressive cash management working capital policy management. You see a number that's way up there in the sky, that's a company that is really, really careful about how much it borrows short term because the cost of short term money is very high. So being conservative, I'm not going to pay that kind of money for this stuff. Permanent current assets, I'll finance those long term because long term debt is cheaper, long term equity and all that. And the only thing I'll use short-term debt for, the expensive debt, is things that are going up and down seasonally or quarterly or something like that, or every semi-annual. That is the topic of working capital management policy. And that's all I have for you. Thank you.